You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It is Warning Wednesday. This is the part of the show where we do our bit to help consumers stay aware of what has been taking place out there and how it is that they can stay safe if they are looking to protect themselves. Now, I have just seen quite an interesting announcement by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority notifying the public that they have provisionally withdrawn the FSP license of a company called MixiRite. We're going to be taking a look at this, amongst other things, as usual for this particular conversation. I'm joined on the line by the Divisional Head of Enforcement at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, Gerard van Deventer. Gerard, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. MediRite, the business was under investigation by the FSCA. That investigation has been ongoing for quite some time. And as it stands, as of today, as of a couple of hours ago or even less, their FSCA license has been provisionally withdrawn. What happened here and why did the FSCA take the decision to withdraw this license?
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy, and listeners. So MixiRite is a licensed entity. I think that's the first very important point. So we have the responsibility to keep a much closer eye on regulated entities. After all, they have our license. That should create some comfort. In this case, Jimmy, what was of great concern is that we started getting complaints from their clients. And the pattern that we saw was a very familiar pattern. We might have spoken about it before. It's just the whole issue of hard sell people being driven to invest funds or to trade on the platform that they intermediate for. And then if people lose money, they are then being driven to commit more money and so forth. And all of that just adds up to very bad advice, no suitability checking. And to start off with, Jimmy, as we all know, CFDs trading on a platform is already a very high-risk financial product, and it's not suitable to most South Africans. So if you get this type of behavior, that is a great concern. And that's why we stepped in and we started the investigation. You're right, it's been a while. It's a massive investigation to get involved in, and it was done entirely by my internal team. And where we are now is we've got to the point where we have enough information and evidence to be very concerned about the safety of the public. And that's why, although the investigation is not completed, we decided we are going to provisionally withdraw the license. They will have an opportunity, of course, to provide reasons why it should not be finally withdrawn. But the investigation is continuing, so there's likely to be more sanctions in the long run. This is just the first step in that direction.
Well, Gerard, can we take a look at why it is that the FSCA would then provisionally suspend a license whilst investigations are ongoing? What part of the suspension is designed at protecting consumers whilst the rest of the investigation is underway?
So basically, if you want to impose sanctions, you have to follow proper and fair administrative process. And to do that, it means you have to properly investigate. We do get complaints and we investigate it and it turns out that there's nothing to it. So it's very important to be completely unbiased and fair. But what sometimes happens, as in this case, is somewhere during this investigation, you don't only realize that there is a problem, but you also realize as the FSCA that there is an ongoing harm and risk to the public. And that is when we use this very specific instrument of a provisional withdrawal and not wait until the end of the investigation, because this is a company that's currently operating. So the harm that we see is certainly ongoing.
Speaking of that harm, Gerard, can we take a look at how much more harmful it is when organizations use licensed entities to do this? Because as you rightly mentioned, when an entity is licensed, there is an element of trust that is inherently afforded to that entity that it is regulated by the FSCA. But we're seeing more and more, alongside things like the impersonations you and I have discussed, that individuals and entities are using licensed entities now to commit these acts against consumers.
Oh, that is unfortunately so true, Jimmy, and you and I have spoken about it before. This is certainly a trend that we're seeing at the moment. It's not this unknown web-based fraudster that will disappear and that's running a scam, there's a much better way to do things, if I can put it that way. And what we see these days is that our local financial services providers, and of course I'm talking about licensed, authorized financial service providers, our brokers in other words, they are being infiltrated. And when they are so infiltrated, the fraudsters has access to a licensed entity. And they will either then ask to extend the license to derivative trading, CFDs, or that license will already be there. And that's step one. And that's the comfort, as you mentioned, that's created, because I am now dealing with somebody that has an FSCA license, so I should have that comfort. And as you know, Jimmy, we put out so many warnings, and we always end off that warning by saying, make sure you deal with a regulated entity. So I suppose it's a bit of reaction to that as well. Now it looks as if they're dealing with a legitimate regulated entity. So that's the first step of this process. The second step of that is then, of course, you team up with a typical boiler room type of situation, a hard sell call center situation, where clients under the name of the financial services provider are then being called and cold calling, hard sell, to actually commit their money. And these people are experts at what they do. So that combination is absolutely deadly. And if you then combine that further with an impersonation or false information, false returns, etc., then you have a really bad combination for the public. And it'll be very difficult for the public to distinguish between the real thing and not the real thing. Best we can do always is to remind the public that an unrealistic return, you should just stay away from that. That is the biggest red flag that you can have. And to always contact the FSCA if you have any doubt.
When in doubt, phone a friend. Don't send your money. This is exactly why we have these conversations on the show. This is exactly why this problem continues to be a problem that escalates. And if we don't do something about it, we're going to continue to find that South Africans are the victims of these financial schemes. We're going to have to leave this conversation on that note. Divisional Head of Enforcement at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, Gerard van Diefenter, joining us to take a look at the provisional suspension of Mixi, right, the reasons the FSCA has done that, and most importantly, how consumers can keep themselves safe.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.